You know what time it is. It's 8 o'clock. If you're supposed to be at work at 8 a.m. and you're not, you're late. But you know what you're not late for? What the business is. What the business is. 833-212-1017. It's time for What the Business Is, Milwaukee. You're looking to discover and support your local businesses in our community, and it's your time right now with the legendary Home Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
It's What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. We want to hear from you right now, 833-212-1017. You got a local business or you got somebody that you support. Be like, yeah, I know this black-owned and operated business.
Yes.
And they do great service. I go here all the time. My family go here, whatever the case may be. And when you call in, make sure you know where they're located. Give them all the things that they should have.
All the 411, including a phone number for more information.
Right.
All right.
Website, you know what I mean?
The whole deal.
That part. And go ahead.
Can I jump in here? Since we're here, I want to remind all the vendors, everybody, listen. We're going to have lots of local businesses at our 1017 The Truth Family Fest, okay? And all the vendors that we talked to today, you need to make sure you get your spot there too, okay? You can find out more at truthfamilyfest.com. That's truthfamilyfest.com. You want to get your slot? Don't be left out.
That part.
Okay? You can also email Sierra Brown at Sierra. Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. That's Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A. Okay, you want to get in on this? You want your business to be out there so you can hobnob with other businesses. Maybe y'all could do some collabos or whatever.
What the business is!
That's what it's all about.
What the business is!
So hey. Get your slot at the True Family Fest businesses. All right, you ready?
Yeah, 833-212-1017. We're going to Samantha. Samantha, great morning. Love you, appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Great favor, Friday, Blow and Bailey. The business is Team Teal 365 Inc. We will be having our 3-day leadership academy for youth ages 8 through 13. And we will be doing this on July 22nd. Through the 24th, time is 2 to 4 p.m. at the exquisite Sherman Phoenix at 3536 West Fond du Lac. And during this 3-day leadership series for our youth, they're going to learn to lead, to grow, and to thrive. Again, I'm Sam with TeamTeal365.com is our website, and you can reach us at TeamTeal365 at Gmail at any time. Thank you, Blow, and we believe you.
All right, absolutely.
I love their positioning statement. We believe you.
Team Teal 365.
Yes.
You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today what the business is. It is 833-212-1017. We got Tiffany. Tiffany, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning, Homer. Good morning, Bailey. Good morning, Milwaukee. I am Tiffany Delaney, an entrepreneur dedicated to helping families elevate their confidence, their lifestyle, and their future. I'm the owner of All About You Hair Care, creator of Argo Strands of Silk, and the realtor with Homestead Realty. After more than 20 years in the beauty industry, I've experienced so much of information that I would love to share with you guys by expanding the mission of people and feeling good through wealth and home ownership. If you're looking for hair care services, feel free to reach out to allaboutyouhaircare.com or call 414-595-5926. And for real estate services, make sure you call me at 920-815-9758. Have a great one, you guys.
All righty. Thank you very much. We're going to Antoine, PWD Computers. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, yes. The business is PWD Computers, located at 3800 West Valley Street in Milwaukee. Our phone number is 414-445-5793, and our hours are Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you need your computer serviced, upgraded, looking to purchase a new laptop or all-in-one desktop, give us a call. We also provide the services for your business. You need networking, expanding your network, your Wi-Fi, or digital surveillance for your home. or business, give us a call, 414-445-5793.
Hold on. You don't get to go nowhere that quick, bro. Listen.
Not today.
Listen, man. Because I know that deadline is looming, man. Where people got to get things changed, man.
There's
some stuff on my computer saying, hey, man, you can't even use this no more. Because your browser, it ain't supporting it no more.
Okay.
I try to pull up certain stuff, and it's like, hell no. No. Be like, update. So you better tell us about that update.
The time is coming.
Yeah, come on, talk to us.
Time is coming.
Talk to us.
Windows 11, if not the applications that you're using on Windows 11, are going to force you to an upgrade. So coming up, October is the last little bit of time you're going to have. So I advise you to make the change before October of this year. So you need to get you a new Windows 11 laptop, traditional desktop, or all-in-one. Give us a call. Stop waiting. We'll move that data from the old machine onto the new machine to keep you moving.
Yeah, it's had to happen. I'm seeing stuff like, okay, all right, I was able to do it last week. Now I can't do it this week. I'm like, what's going on? And they look here, we done told you that we changed this stuff. And we done told you, you know your IT. You know PWD Computers has served you very well.
Yes.
With the duration of the internet, blowradio.com, and everything else, man. You better go and get your life together. He'll take care of you. You know he got you right.
That part.
So, we going to make a schedule, sir. I know your schedule is busy. I checked it. There was that Richard Fryer be like, I checked your schedule. I know you're busy. But,
That's all right. That's all right. We're going to get you together. Don't worry about it. We've had the conversation. So
yes, sir.
We're going to get you together. So hopefully everybody else decides to come through and get theyself together, too. Don't wait till the last minute.
That's all I'm saying. Pull up on me.
Pull up on me.
All right.
We was Geek Squad before Geek Squad.
That part. No lies detected. No lies detected. Thank you very much, bro. We love you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Yes,
you
sir.
Too.
You too. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Also, shout out to Cheryl McCarter with Prolific Realty Group. If you're looking to buy a home, then you can give her a call. 414-305-7880. 414-305-7880. Go ahead and stop paying all that rent. You know what I'm saying? Get your own. And be like, this is my house. You can really do like Eddie Murphy said. Yeah, that's my house. You don't like it? You can get out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's my house. You don't want to have to go by the rules of other people. And some of you children and y'all grown as hell. And you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I understand, being there, but, you're 37 now. You know what I'm saying? I think it's time. I think it's time to go ahead and say, okay, I'm 37. Mama, I got to let you go, Mama. I love you.
Baba.
833-212-1017. Bailey, what is the business that you got that you support, that you know are worthy of being shouted out?
Well, you know what? I love Calm Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Our girl Patrice.
Yes.
Yes. Check her out. It's wellcom.com. Is it wellcom.com?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, make sure you check her out. I love her.
W-E-L-K-A-L-M. Yeah, mm-hmm. .com. Wellcom. Yeah. That's the website. You know what I'm saying? So that way you'll be all good. You'll be like, hey.
A shout out to Mocha Sweets. You want to get your hair did, your nails done. You know, that's my girl Megan over there. Always.
And where is she? How can they get in contact?
She's located like two blocks
north
of Calmwell. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we got black businesses over there in Glendale. Yes, we do.
And that's all I'm saying. We have to make sure that we try to support those businesses. And shout out to We Energies for allowing people to call in for what the business is.
833-212-1017. Also, we always got to shout out all of our people, especially nonprofit organizations, Sisters Network of Southeast Wisconsin. Y'all want to be a part. you're going through a breast cancer situation, or maybe your family member is, they support Black women going through breast cancer.
You know, another.
You can look them up on Facebook mm-hmm. at Sisters Network Southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So make sure you check them out if you need that. If you need to connect with somebody that understands exactly what you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to give a shout out because I'll definitely be in the kids zone for mm-hmm. This wonderful event that will be taking place on the American Family Insurance Summerfest grounds. It's Black Arts Fest MKE coming up on August 1st.
Okay.
It's coming up on August 1st from noon to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the kids zone.
Okay.
So bring your kids. And also, Bailey, you know, the Michael Jackson biopic
yeah, uh-huh.
Ended up breaking any documentary type situation record.
Yeah.
It's made so far over $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And all of the rest that are up under that don't even.
I bet Janet regrets not being.
Right.
You know, Rebe wasn't in it either.
Nope.
The only sister that was depicted there was LaToya.
Yep, so Janet would probably be going on tour again. She got money. Black Arts Fest MKE. Shout out to Anitra Riley. Trying to see if we can get her in to talk about Black Arts Fest MKE. It's our thing. It's only one day.
It's only one
day.
You feel
what I'm saying? But they got a lot of great things. But I brought up the Michael Jackson thing because I think they'll be doing something on the main stage. But in the kids area, if you got a little Michael Jackson, a boy or a girl that can end up, you know, doing the best Michael Jackson moves. We're going to have a little dance-off while we're in the kids' zone this year.
Okay.
And so if they want to put on a glove or their hat, come on, bring them down and let them come and get into it. We're going to have some kind of fun prizes for those who do choose to bring their little children down.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you got a little Michael Jackson, bring them down.
Yeah.
We're going to end up having a segment where I'm going to do a Michael Jackson dance-off type situation.
Okay,
that's going to be dope.
Now I want to remind all vendors that have called in this morning to make sure you get your spot at the Truth Family Fest, okay? The 101.7 Truth Family Fest. That's going to be Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. And we'll be giving away free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Now, vendors and sponsors can reserve your spot at truthfamilyfest.com. Yes, there's a web address for it now, truthfamilyfest.com. Go there, get your spot, be there, because we're going to have a lot of other businesses there, as well as this is an opportunity to, you know,
absolutely,
present your wares to the community. You can also reserve a spot and find out more by contacting our own Ciara Brown. That's Ciara.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com.
All right. What the Business is brought to you each and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. right here on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And, of course, it is powered by We Energies, and it's proud to help power local businesses and the communities that they serve. So, again, We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. We got to get ready to take care of some more bills, and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar ready. Let students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uw.edu/roarready.
Welcome, Black. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. And Bailey, the poll, like, you know, I knew we had to go take care of some business, but
y'all better get
how people
this
feeling.
I mean, if y'all ain't ready to get with this poll, y'all might want.
What's the percentages? I want to know who's in last place according to this poll. And, you know, everybody do their own damn polls. We're doing ours.
Okay. This is a non-scientific poll. In last place is Sarah Rodriguez with 16%. Mm. Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong are tied at 21%. You know, there's there's a rumor that they dated, right?
No.
Yeah.
Xavier might know something about that.
Yeah. There's
a
rumor that the two of them dated.
I had no, until you just said that,
It's just out there. I had heard.
So.
Okay.
The number one position.
Joel Brennan at 40% now.
Wow.
He's at 40%. I'm sorry. Sarah Rodriguez is now at 15%. Oh, wait, hold on.
Uh-oh,
Mandela
update.
Barnes comes in with an update.
Okay.
Mandela Barnes in second place with 25%.
Uh-huh.
And Francesca Hong falls to third place.
Okay. But?
She got 20%.
Okay. But what is Joel Brennan at?
Yeah, well, you know, if y'all want Mandela Barnes, y'all going to have to get it popping because Joel is at 40%.
Yeah. You know.
He was at 42. He lost 2%.
Yeah.
Clearly, that went to Mandela Barnes.
Right. So,
this is updating as we speak. Oh, my gosh. Sarah Rodriguez has dropped to 14%.
Damn.
Joel Brennan is at 38%. And Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong are tied again at 24%. I think there's some... what's the name going on with this polling? What's your cousin name? Xavier? That ain't you, is it?
What are you talking about?
Messing with the poll, the online poll.
The orange man.
I can't mess with it.
The orange man. Yeah, the orange man is like.
But y'all get in
it's
on
fake
our,
news. It's fake news.
Y'all get in on our YouTube poll. I love it.
Yeah. So, y'all can keep up with that. you're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. So Bailey is going to keep us updated because we can kind of keep that up even though we're going to be talking about other things.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
And find out what's really going on.
What's really popping because there was some live updates right there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the real truth right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That poll. So y'all make sure if you're on YouTube, check out our YouTube poll. Have you decided on who you're voting for? And it gives you four options.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote for former or soon to be former Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Francesca Hong, or Joel Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the options.
Right now.
We had to take Dave
right
out because Dave wasn't.
But he's still on the ballot.
He's on the ballot.
But right now, to this poll, Brennan is winning.
Hold on.
New update. Okay.
Wait a minute. New update. This just in.
All I need to know is he's still in first place, even if the numbers have dropped?
He's still in first place.
Okay, so my facts was right there. So I'm good.
He's still
Brennan
in first
is still
place.
Still winning. The numbers are going and being divided.
Well, another update. Oh, hold on. See, that's why I feel like there's some rigging going on.
Okay.
Okay, Joel Brennan, still in first place with 36%.
Uh-huh.
Francesca Hong coming in second place with 24%. Mandela Barnes has dropped to third place tied with Sarah Rodriguez for third place. Mandela Barnes, 20%. I think there's some rigging going on.
I think Xavier, look at how he has his head down in the producer's
studio.
Yeah,
I know he over
right
there.
Right now.
I know he over
he
there.
He is over there voting like a monster.
Yes, he is.
How can
he
I vote?
Xavier has 80 different YouTube accounts.
He does.
He is going through all 80 of them.
That's
he over
insane.
There voting for your girl.
He's getting that.
That's insane. Cause accusations
Because he's hung up.
He loves her.
He's hung up on, you know, making sure that she gets where she needs
Xavier,
to be.
Well, Xavier, if she doesn't become governor, maybe y'all could date.
What kind of stuff is that? Oh, so if, you know, if Mandela Barnes is a
president. No. We're saying you, sir. We know that you are.
We know. Yeah,
come on. That's just, how can you tie my political support
we're
someone
not.
Being,
no, we're not. She just made a statement.
I just made a
that's
statement.
That's just a ridiculous statement.
So
it's why?
All right, well,
I think she's pretty. You don't think she's pretty? Just answer your question.
Just answer.
No,
about
not.
You go dating?
No, he's not. He's
don't,
married.
Don't try to deflect it. Don't try to deflect it. It's just give you a straight answer, yes or no. That's it. All the other little stuff, it's really not. Hang on. No,
you're
for
coming
real.
At me, guys.
No, all I'm just saying, yes or no. She said a statement, and all you can be like, no. Or you can say, could be, maybe. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you can't control my reaction to.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is, was it a yes or no? Was it a yes or no?
To dating Francesca Hong?
Yes or no? That's all it was.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, just a yes or no. If it's a no, just,
no.
That's like when, there you go. So that's just like when people say, I'm taking the fifth, but then be like, don't think I'm guilty because I pleaded the fifth. You'd be like,
it's just a ridiculous question.
If it was a yes or no, you could easily say yes, or you could say no. But when you say, I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
I never said that.
I'm
just reacting to
the
question.
I didn't say you did, sir. You're really trying to just take it into a situation that was really comedy-like. But it's okay, bro. I get it.
So anyways.
You know, sometimes... You know, we get hung up on things.
Okay. So, you know, Joe Brennan is still, he's still out here. He's still winning.
Okay.
He had 33%. Francesca Hong is coming in second with a strong second with 30%.
I'm telling you, he voting in there. He got a bunch of pages up and he voting from all the pages.
I wish. Now,
I'm just saying. I'm
Sarah
just saying.
Rodriguez and Mandela Barnes are in third place with 19%.
Okay. All right. Yeah, keep on. let's see. Anita Nicole said, come on, election morning vibes laughing. I ain't mad at you. Be like, you're going to learn today. Be like, what?
What is happening?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Jasmine. Y'all made Xavier mad.
We always do, but he love us. He can't do no. He gotta, well, he deal with us when he wants to. I ain't gonna lie.
Be like, what? You gonna learn today.
Okay.
Y'all
get out here and take this poll. We actively out here looking at this. We want to see what you really feel.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know what's really going on out here.
That part.
What is on your mind?
Yeah.
I want to know about the 18% that wants Sarah Rodriguez to win because she don't know how to handle her money.
Listen.
Her money situation is off. She got to get her money together. So she can't manage her own situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, she blamed it on her, you know, manager. But... at the end of the day, it always stops with you, right?
Yeah.
And I know if I can't manage mine, what am I finna do with the government? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What am I gonna do with the state?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not running for governor, y'all. I can't do it.
That part. You know, when we were talking about on the border, Stacey Evans is on the Truth Talk text page.
Uh-huh.
He said, morning, if that was the Cheetah Club, it would have been closed the day after.
Exactly. You're right.
That's not true.
That is true. The Cheetah Club would have been closed.
It was a lot of, that was going on in the Cheetah Club. And the cheetah in the Cheetah Club had every STI that is available. That cheetah also had herpes. That cheetah had tested positive. HIV turned into full-blown AIDS. It had all the rias, the midias. It had all of the stuff. It had the list, the felis. That cheetah had everything. That cheetah's skin color had changed because of all of the, you know, unnatural situations. That cheetah was used and abused. That cheetah.
Yo.
And that cheetah still sat there like, all my life, I like to run. I couldn't even run. They just had me trapped. I was trapped. It was some things going on up at Cheetah Club.
There's a lot going on.
It was a lot of, what did they call themselves? Pimps.
They had a lot going on.
Of employees that worked there. So, it went on, and it never closed. I think when it did close, it was on its own. Like somebody died. I think the person died. And then it was able to become Exotica.
Oh, okay.
Because mm-hmm, Reggie Brown was doing some hosting up there. He was just hosting. Yeah, he was hosting some parties. And then they had their situation. So, yeah, then that was no more. So it's been kind of like dormant for a minute now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe on the border can move over there.
Order in the studio, Bailey.
What? Wait, you act like, listen, our poll is going good, though, y'all. Our poll is going good.
Okay, where we at? This poll. Oh, we had a commercial break and everything.
We got to go.
Okay.
We'll give it the poll when we come back. Keep going on our YouTube page. Have you decided who you're voting for?
Who are the choices?
You got four choices. You could do Sarah Rodriguez, Mandela Barnes, Francesca Hong, or Joel Brennan. Get on it, y'all, because when we come back, I want to see where we at.
We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. And from office lunches to family celebrations, Cousin Subs has the crowd-pleasing catering you need. Choose from customizable party boxes, individual box lunches, fresh baked cookies, and our classic party chips. Everything you need to satisfy any size group, big or small. Ordering is easy online or in the Cousins app, so you can focus on the fun and not the food. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And I believe in my club sub and a strawberry shake and some Wisconsin cheese curds and a few crispy fries. And we'll get you your turkey, but you don't want no mayo, light mayo or something like that. What's your order?
Little light mayo. Yeah. You know, but one thing that I also love about Cousins is you get the sandwich. You can have that very sandwich made into a salad. Isn't that something?
That part.
Yeah.
That part. Right. Yeah. Shout out to Cousins Subs. Again, we believe in better. We were talking about the polls, and I had a feeling that we might get a visiting call from Winky Blue. So we're going to be going there in a minute. But you, come on, Bailey. You got to update the poll. Bailey! Order in the studio, baby. Order in the studio. We're talking about the poll, right?
Okay.
Where are we at with the poll right now?
All right. Here we go, y'all. Here's the latest update. Now, the question for the poll on our YouTube channel, which if you haven't voted, make sure you go do that because we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided on who you're voting for? Coming in at number four, because you have four choices.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number four is Sarah Rodriguez with 17%. Mandela Barnes coming in at third with 21%. Francesca Hong coming in at a strong number two with 28%. And Joel Brennan in at number one with 34%.
So with that, it takes us to our Truth Talk text line at 833-212-1017.
I'm not trying to talk to Winky Blue. You talk to
him. Well, I'm going to talk to
Winky. Winky always comes with some.
Hey, he comes with his truth, that's what we're about. Great morning, Winky Blue. I love you. I appreciate you. You hear the conversation.
Oh, no, I appreciate you.
Winky Blue. I do, Winky Blue. What's your truth?
Good morning to you, my
great
man.
Great morning.
This Mrs. Hong lady, Vong lady, whatever her name is.
Nah,
Okay, well, correct me then if I'm mispronouncing it. What is it?
Jessica Holmes.
No, Francesca.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
See?
Francesca Holmes.
Right, Francesca, right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've been looking at her, looking over some things. And with that gender care, affirming care deal, mm-hmm. and with the outlook that she has on our children in school, mm-hmm. I think it'd be a bad deal. Now, the dude that's running up there in 38%. Now, believe
Joe
it or not,
Brennan. Joe Brennan?
Mr. Brennan, yeah. Uh-huh. I think he worked for Barrett at one time, didn't he? Or worked on the campaign.
I'm not sure. Sherwin is the expert on that because, yeah, Sherwin right. worked for Barrett as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He has a chance on giving a running a race. Listen, what we up against right now in our school systems, man, in our neighborhoods, and Mrs. Francesca talks about affordable housing. And see, what black people have to realize is that affordable housing is not low-income housing. And that's the spiel. And see, that's the education piece. When we hear affordable housing, we think, oh, man, that's going to be a low-income housing. It's not. It goes by income. Mm-hmm. And it's not a low-income to where it's like a Section 8 or something like that. It's affordable housing. So these big high rises is going up. Your rent still might be $1,400, $1,800. And a lot of the, and I know I got to get out of here. A lot of our inflation is due to the immigration status right now, because these people have no problem with working whatever they're doing and paying $18,000 for a car with a branded title, meaning a salvaged title, from these local dealers, these huge dealerships. They have no problem with paying $1,800, $1,900 a month for rent, because they're glad to be in America and they figure this is the cost, this is how it works. And then along with the immigration status, you got to remember something now, they gave government funding for these people. So it's a lot of that. And we played on it. Well, I mean, who wouldn't? Even white folks did it. Everybody played on the Section 8 deal to getting this money. So that's what's caused the landlords to raise the rent up. We have to reset. That lady, Ms. Fong, with the gender care deal about changing allow children to change their sex in school, and that's a horrible thing when a kid can't go to the store and buy a beer, he can't go buy a pack of squares, he can't even buy
kids can't buy none of that. Kids
That's
can't
right. so,
buy none of that.
So how should he? So why should he be able to decide on what sex he gonna be at 14 or 13 years old? Okay, and she's pushing for that kind of behavior. So what I'm saying, I just thought I would throw that in. You know what, Bailey? I never said anything bad. I never fought with you. I don't even know why you don't like me.
Mute him right now. I got the mic. Okay. I got the mic. Don't come in here, Winky Blue.
Thank you, Winky Blue.
Don't come in here trying to do all that. We try to be nice, but you coming in here talking all kinds of stuff. You don't bring the bells out in me. Let's go on to the next caller. Trying to be nice, Winky. I try to be nice. I can't do it all the time. I just can't do it. Lord knows what it is, right, Anita Nicole?
Al MKE, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you.
You and your people, Homer. I'm going to need you to talk to your people.
Listen,
Wanky great, Blue. Wanky.
Great morning.
Wanky.
Love you. Appreciate you, Al.
Come on,
what's,
Al.
What's your truth?
Well, the truth is, it's the Republicans that's trying to get the little boys pregnant and touching on the little girls, okay?
Number two,
if affordable housing was so great, it would be in the suburbs, okay? When I hear affordable housing, it's like trying to call a Buick at a Cadillac when
you,
it's a Buick.
You're right on that part, Al. You're right on that part.
Okay.
I'm with you.
And the reason why they're pushing affordable housing, aka low income, because they want people to be in a state of mind to pay cheaper rent.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who pay cheap rent don't have no standards. People who work hard for their money make sure their rent is paid
Woo!
Before the first and never after the fifth. And the only reason we got affordable housing because they know it's easy to push in low-income neighborhoods. That's why we have Rockford and Freeport going up over here from Burleigh and Third all the way down to Locust. That's why they're taking the welfare building and making it low-income. And if we was really on the politicians, all them ones from Crowley to Malele Cox, all of them all
okay,
right.
Okay.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah,
great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
Can you breathe? Is it, is it the wildfire smoke or is it us? Is it the wildfire smoke or is it us? That
look,
you can't breathe.
Let me
breathe.
Tell you something. I love y'all. That's all I called in to say. I love y'all.
We love you too.
What up, Truth Nation? Bells, welcome to the show. We are featuring the Bell segment coming up next. Salute, my sister. I love y'all. Have a wonderful weekend.
All
you
right,
have a
you
great
too.
Weekend too.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills so we can reset. I'm going to break a hole
in this. I got my own
thing.
Gavel over here.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Who'd have thought this poll would invoke so much passion and energy here?
Oh, yeah. We got an update when we come back, too. Yeah, we got an update.
We're going to learn today. Homer Blow. We will be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Do you own a business or represent a community organization? Be a part of the 101.7 The Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd at Riverside University High School. We're currently accepting vendors and sponsors. Reserve your space by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's C-I-E-R-R-A. Join one of Milwaukee's favorite community events, proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension.
Welcome black to Truth in the Morning. Again, I am the legendary Homer Blow and our 400 degrees. My girl, who was 400 degrees.
What are you saying?
What's your name? Shay Shay Foo Foo? No, you ain't Shay Shay Foo Foo. I like how Nurse Arian Kawanda broke it down. So Shay Shay Foo Foo is Bailey Coleman. But Bales is her alter ego.
That's my alter
and
ego.
And watch out. Anything is bound to happen or be said with a little God knows. There it is. Thank y'all very much.
Bales up in here.
Yeah.
Let me read this poll.
Okay. Because it started it all.
Okay.
It's damn poll. I shouldn't have said put it up.
You know what? The thing is, Wacky come in here and we let him have his...
I shouldn't have said put it up.
No, listen. Wayne can call in here.
I started this.
I try to be not. We
I said
try
put the
to
poll
be,
up. It's my
we
fault.
Try to let everybody say what they're going to say, have their truth.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get in here, you get to call the folk names and saying stuff and you know, all the things. At some point, we're going to have to be like, we're going to have to put on the brakes. You know, just like Al. I was with Al.
Mm-hmm.
We was there, and all of a sudden, he started throwing out names and said, we can't do all that. Can't do all that. Mm-hmm. You know, can't do all that. You got to be cool. You may be mad at somebody, but unless they're a Republican, we... I'm just kidding. But we got to be cool about that.
Order in the studio.
We got to be right about it. That's all I'm saying. Okay, let's get back to the poll.
Okay. Or should we? Should we just let it die?
No,
should we
no.
let the poll go?
No, we gotta have this. This is the final check-in on the poll before we get out of here for Friday.
No,
all right.
This is going to invoke more. But go ahead. I'm here for it. X gonna give it to you.
Have you decided who you're voting for? And then you had a choice of four candidates that are still running for governor. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number four, Sarah Rodriguez with 16%. Mandela Barnes in third with 19%. Did I mention this is a non-scientific poll?
Yes,
but I just
did.
Want y'all to come on, chime in here. Okay, and coming in a strong second.
Mm-hmm.
Winky, listen, Winky. I'm gonna say her name for you. Okay, listen, Winky. Here we go. Her name is
Francesca.
You said Homer.
Okay.
What's her name?
I want you to say it. This is your world right now.
No, go ahead and say it. Give it to Winky. Winky needed. He might need a little bass in it so it'll resonate.
Okay.
Okay. Pull up. Go ahead.
All right.
What's her name?
Francesca Hung.
Okay.
Hung. Don't get hung up on the name.
See, I didn't ask for all that. Okay.
That's why I said don't have me do it.
That's number. She coming in at number two. That's a strong second, 27%.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number one, Joel Brennan with 38%. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for participating in this wonderful poll.
Yes. We thank you for those of you who may have had to pull over.
Yes.
Because you were laughing. You were. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
So there you go.
We didn't even get to go to a lot of the other stuff because this thing took legs of its own.
Well,
and I just wanted to do a poll to see. And look, that poll was like, nope, we ain't going nowhere. So I tell you what, you still got a chance up until we have to check out.
Really?
So we can give a final. So right now, if you are with Mandela Barnes, if you are with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
You still got time.
If you are with Joe Brennan or if you are with Candidate Hung, this is your chance right now.
Right.
To just go ahead and get your vote in so we can end up saying, as we're about to sign out, this is the final poll.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay, y'all, listen. They're listening to you, too.
Okay.
I see it picking up.
Yeah. But, you know, a crazy thing is, I can't even go to this seriousness of this. I can't go to nothing serious like anything else.
Why?
Because we dealing with
Wanky,
the poll.
Wanky mad at me right now.
You should have asked him about the honor border situation.
Oh, yeah.
Are you so stupid? That was stealth.
Xavier, our producer, was stealth.
You're going to hear us say stealth periodically during the show. And there's a reason that we're saying it, because some people may have missed it when he went there. And he said it for Winky Blue for a reason. And, yeah, so that was stealth. Some of you may figure it out just because you've been a part of Truth Nation since its inception.
Yes.
But some of you may be like, what I miss? It's okay.
It's okay.
You can call our producer, Xavier. You call 833-212-1017 and be like, what I miss? And maybe he'll tell you. But I'm not going to.
I got nothing to say.
Order in the studio.
Why not?
Go, well, Xavier, what's your truth? The views and opinions expressed by producer Xavier does not reflect that of 101.7 FM The Truth, the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth, and Milwaukee Black Media, but are the sole comments and opinions of our producer, Xavier.
Yes.
And ta-da!
Go ahead, Xavier.
It's pretty simple, but according to legend and lore of the 101.7 The Truth station, I guess Winky Blue is an ex-pimp or current pimp. I'm not really sure. So that's why I was wondering what his thoughts on his thoughts were on the border situation.
Oh, a conservative?
A conservative pimp.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well, I bet he kept all his money.
Hmm. Well, it kind of makes sense. Yeah. I mean, Trump, you know, like Trump, a pimp, you know, I guess.
But hey.
Two peas in a pod.
Oh, okay.
So, but now, black to the poll. Again, let's hear yours. You feel what I'm saying? Anita Nicole said Homer started and Bales took flight. honorable mention goes to Aaron for the Lunel and Didi comment the chat for me.
Yeah. He said that's how Xavier was acted earlier.
Yeah.
Like he was. Did you see that clip?
Yes.
From Didi in the morning?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's some funny stuff.
I know. And this is how we're going to go into our weekend. You know
this
what I'm saying?
This is how we're going into our weekend.
Now, hopefully, they're saying later this evening, he's going golfing. The guy that just went past our studio.
He definitely looked like he
went out there earlier this morning on the tee, or he's going sometime soon.
Okay.
But yeah, you stay safe. You know, later this evening, they're saying that most of it will dissipate.
Right.
And it won't be as dangerous and in the danger zones. But right now, it's still hazardous. It's over 400 right now, which is definitely in the hazardous zone because usually it tops out at 300. But, yeah, we are still in the 400s right now.
Right.
If you can wear a N95 mask, please do if you have to be out and about. If you have children that have to be out and about or nieces, nephews, or grandkids, be mindful. Anybody that may have a respiratory illness or some type of lung disease or anything like that, definitely make sure if you don't have to be out, don't go out. And if you do, make sure you mask up.
Yes.
What's the final numbers on
the poll? Final numbers on the poll. Have you decided who you're voting for? Coming in at number 4, 15%, Sarah Rodriguez. Number 3, Mandela Barnes, 17%, Francesca Hong at 29%, and Joel Brennan at 39%. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you today. I just want to remind you, I mean, we do all these things. We laugh, we talk, but at the end of the day, trust God, do good, and have a great weekend. Woo!
Yep, I'm getting ready to go hop on a plane as soon as I need a studio.
Yes.
So I just did like the piano player in The Color Purple. I packed up everything, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, me too.
Be in Texas Saturday, of course, Too Short makeup concert date. Listen, up next, the award-winning Troop with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM with Sherwin from 9 a.m. to noon Central Standard Time, followed up by the lunch break. Shout out to Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon from noon to 2. And, of course, Manon Sabir with the great rhyme from 2 to 4. Tapping us in is Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Xavier, thank you for a great week.
Great
Bailey,
show.
Bailey, thank you for a great
week.
Yes, Truth
great
Nation,
week.
Thank you. Milwaukee Common Council, thank you. Everybody, I love y'all. Holla black. Peace.